USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Controversy continues over Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's racist yearbook photo depicting someone in blackface and another person in a KKK robe. Northam saying in a news conference it's not him in the photo, saying he won't resign.
I am not either of the people in that photo. I stand by my statement of apology to the many Virginians who were hurt by seeing this content on a yearbook page that belongs to me. It is disgusting. It is offensive. It is racist.
Northam says he never purchased a copy of the yearbook, and Friday was the first time he'd ever seen the picture. He says he did dress up as Michael Jackson in 1984 with black shoe polish on his face as he competed in a dance competition. The reversal is a direct contradiction to what Northam said on Friday evening when he released a statement saying that he was in the photo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker announced during a Friday news conference his intentions to run for president in 2020. In an exclusive interview with CBS News, President Trump expressed his skepticism over Booker's likelihood of winning.
He's got no chance.
No chance.
I say no.
Why?
Because I know him.
And the president tells CBS's Face the Nation moderator, Margaret Brennan, that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's opposition to border wall funding is bad for the country.
She knows that you need a barrier. She knows that we need border security. She wanted to win a political point. I happen to think it's very bad politics. Because basically she wants open borders. She doesn't mind human trafficking, or she wouldn't do this.
The Trump administration is pulling out of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is suspending its INF treaty obligations, setting up a six-month timetable for termination of the pact.
The United States is hopeful that we can put our relationship with Russia back on a better footing. But the onus is on Russia to change course from a pattern of destabilizing activity, not just on this issue, but on many others as well.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
He's rarely right, but the groundhog has given hope to those trying to thaw out. USA's Wendy King has the official word.
Today is Groundhog's Day, and Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction.
Predicting the weather, that's my song. For 133 years, I've never been wrong. So is it early spring or more winter forecast? Stop the music. Here is my forecast. Faithful followers, there is no shadow of me. A beautiful spring it shall be.
Singer Gladys Knight performs the national anthem at tomorrow's Super Bowl and says the controversy about kneeling or not standing while it's played can get in the way of a bigger picture.
Nothing good comes easy, and I would hope that they will understand, as I do, that we have a better way to do this than to be all angry and why is he doing this or why is she doing that?
Knight says she's been working for civil rights and singing the anthem since she was a little girl. All she wants is for everyone to end up clapping and having a good time. Hawaii was the first place to raise the legal smoking age to 21. Now it could become the first state in the U.S. to ban the sale of cigarettes altogether. KHON2 reports a proposed law would make it illegal for anyone under 30 to buy cigarettes in less than a year, and all cigarette sales would be banned in Hawaii in 5 years. Sponsors of the bill, a Republican and a Democrat, estimate there are 140,000 smokers in their state. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.